6 Music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
I'm in stereo heaven. And falling from my bed. She said, I think you're very human. Hope's fading all around us dead. Setting sun, day by day. Don't want anyone telling me it's gone. Day by day, it's tragedy that you're driving me away. First time.
Isn't that great? Sizer Barker and Day by Day. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Good evening, everyone. It's Sunday night for you. I'm pre-recording the show, so it's not live, so don't expect to respond immediately to any communications you send me, but do keep the emails coming. This week we've got regular features. Beckupedia will be dropping by and educating us musically once more, and another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder, a really quite a rancid cover version for you this week. I'll also be reading out and playing your Song for Guy recommendations. I haven't switched my phone off, that's not very professional, isn't it? That's my mate Martin asking if I'm coming for a beer, no doubt. Yep. doing radio, making sonic gold here, Martin. Anyway, first recommendation is from Sarah Razor. She says, Nick Cave's Proposition soundtrack. I want to hear Rider number 2. It might be a good way to open the show. I love the last minute and 8 seconds. I wish this song went on indefinitely, at least for a few more minutes. Okay, well, this is a really dark piece of music, and I actually interviewed Nick Cave about this soundtrack. Nick Cave actually wrote the film The Proposition, and I remember a couple of things happened when I interviewed him. One of them was, I said, I was a bit nervous really, Nick, when I went to see your film, and he said, why? And I said, well, I've got a book of Lou Reed's photography and it's shit. Luckily he found that funny. The other thing that happened was, I thought, I'll talk to him musician to musician, and I started discussing the language that Elbow used when describing moods and such when we're writing music together. And I told him that we tend to talk geographically, in three dimensions. We talk about journey and form and size. And I said, when you're talking to the Bad Seeds, because he's worked with them for a long time, I said, what kind of language do you use? Because I've got another friend who talks in colour and shade and palette, as if they're making a painting. And he said, if anybody in the Bad Seeds said anything like that in the studio, they'd probably get punched in the face. And I said, oh, right, how do you communicate then? And he said, there's occasionally an uncomfortable silence when an idea isn't going to get used. So that sounds like fun, doesn't it? I would imagine a piece of music like this next one that's been chosen by Sarah, you can imagine it being made in an atmosphere such as that. It is Rider number 2 from the soundtrack to The Proposition. It's Nick Cave and Warren Ellis, and it's pretty spooky. Timbers, yeah, dark stuff. Sarah Razor, loving the last 1 minute and 8 seconds of that particularly. That betrays a taste for the macabre, doesn't it? It's quite a heavy film, actually. You can imagine it's typically brutal, as a lot of Nick Cave's music is. But it's a great film. It's an Australian cowboy film, to all intents and purposes. But there you go, Sarah Razor. I'm wondering what kind of relationship you have with your husband, David, because you said he'd really like to hear this next tune by Belle and Sebastian. It's called Judy and the Dream of Horses, and it really couldn't be more different to your choice, Sarah. Here you go, David.
Judy wrote the saddest song. She showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? You used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till the first morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah. The dream of horses. And the song she wrote was Judy and the Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. The best looking boys are taken. The best looking girls are staying. Feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of
Well, wonderful. That was for David Razor. That was Belle and Sebastian and Judy and the Dream of Horses. Before that, you heard Nick Cave and Warren Ellis and The Rider Number 2. And that was from David's wife, Sarah. I can only imagine that being in their house is like, I don't know, the eternal struggle between good and evil.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. What we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh dear.
Weekday mornings from 10. I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music. Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Low have got a new record coming out called Come On. I've already played a tune from it, but this one's called You See Everything. And by their standards particularly, it's incredibly uplifting and beautiful. Here we go. Love it. That's You See Everything from Low, from their album Come On, which is out now. Beautiful. I think it's gonna see their music reach a wider audience, that kind of song. Really, really love it. And you know, beautiful, wonderful music that's reaching a wider audience don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Victim was written in 1968 by the Beatles and was their final release on Parlophone Records. With its pounding piano and busy lyric, it was a salute to working mums everywhere and became an instant hit, putting it top of Audio Assassin's Most Wanted list. First to get their teeth into it were cringe-worthy cover girls on wannabe disco divas Apple Jam, who attacked it with sugary, girly vocals and a synthesized 70s sound. Luckily, it avoided a murder on the dance floor by burning its bra in protest. Next, former redcoat-turned-cheesy cliff-alike Darren Day made an audacious attempt to kidnap it and replace it with a sound-alike. He might have got away with it if it hadn't been for those pesky vocals that sound nothing like Paul McCartney. Then horrific Hamburg hitmen, the Punkles, attacked it with screechy guitars and growling vocals at a speed so suicidal that only the merciful brevity of the track saved it from crashing in a mangled heap of amps turned up to 11. But when infamous Irish panpipe persecutors Inishkia, sounding suspiciously synthesized, licked their lips, took a deep breath and prepared to blow this Beatles favourite to kingdom come, it was moider. No. Of course, the Beatles eventually, after that synthesised panpipe hell, courtesy of Inishkia. More moider next week. Mark Riley's got an amazing story about meeting Paul McCartney. It's his story though, and you must lobby him to hear it. Debbie Peng has made a recommendation for as a song for Guy. A song for Guy is a recommendation of music that you think I may not know or I may not have heard. Because it was either long ago or just pretty underground or from a different country. I have actually heard a lot from this band. They're local boys. It's from Delphic. I'm just trying to find Debbie Peng's email. Where are you, Debbie Peng? Where are you, Debbie Peng? There you are. Dear Guy, how are you? I'm a 25-year-old Taiwanese girl working in an office and I always listen to your show in my working hours. You see, Debbie knows that that's my favourite kind of listeners. The ones that shouldn't be doing it. Weird, isn't it? Now, what do you mean by that, Debbie? The show? All right, I'll read on. But your show cheers me up and brightens the gloomy working environment. Why is that weird? I think I'm a positive chap. Anyway, as you ask the listener to recommend a song the band can listen to before going on stage, I guess Delphic's Clarion Call is appropriate. It has the same vibe as TV on the Radio's Halfway Home. Thank you so much for giving us yet another amazing album. Oh, please, Debbie, you know how to get your songs played on the radio. Flattery will get you everywhere. Yeah, Delphic are from Stockport, Marple Bridge actually, more specifically. They've been doing it for a while now, and I think they're great. This is Clarion Call, and as I said a few weeks ago, as Debbie's responding to, this is the kind of tune that Elbow would listen to before going on stage, to get the blood up. Not that there's any acrobatics when we get out there, but it's good to get the adrenaline flowing. This is fantastic, Debbie. If you are in your office environment now and feeling a bit crappy about that, why not steal something? That always cheered me up when I was forced to do jobs I didn't like. Here's Delphic and Clarion Call. Song for Guy recommendation from Debbie Peng. That's Delphic and Clarion Call. Great stuff. So you think you know Genesis, or you think you know all you want to know about Genesis. I want to point out a couple of real undeniable gems in their collection. Did you know that Phil Collins really didn't want to be the lead singer of Genesis after Peter Gabriel left? They auditioned, I think the legend goes, they auditioned 40 singers before they decided against using somebody outside of the band. But Phil Collins was very, very reluctant to take the microphone. I think it's a great thing that he did. The first album they did after he became the lead singer, after Peter Gabriel left, was A Trick of the Tail. There's a song on there that was written by Tony Banks and Steve Hackett called Entangled, which is of huge influence to Elbow. The structure of this song, you've got a beautiful, traditional, simple, almost folk song at the front half, which is lots of sort of strange spooky imagery from hospitals and asylums and things like that. But it's really beautiful at the same time as being eerie, is the word I was looking for. And then it takes off into one of the most amazing, audacious synthesizer sort of, or like an orchestral climb. It was the blueprint for a song that we did on our first album called Newborn, which, although involving much different instrumentation, you can kind of put it next to this one, and the comparison's quite obvious. This is the first of the two Genesis tracks I'm going to play for you this evening. Do give it a chance, those of you who think you know and perhaps don't like Genesis. I know plenty of you love Genesis because this is Six Music, the greatest radio station on the earth, and therefore you are the listeners with the most taste. Please enjoy Entangled.
Slumber empty of sound.
Wasn't that beautiful? I think it's coming round again, you know. So many elements of prog rock are cheesy. The solo one is something that we were never really into, but that is just such a beautiful song. Once again, written by Tony Banks and Steve Hackett. That was Genesis and Entangled from A Trick of the Tail. Concentrating as well as on trying to evangelise and get Genesis listened to by more people. As well as that, talking about the harp, focusing on the harp as an instrument this week. Björk's Vespertine is one of my favourite albums of all time. I think it's a real masterpiece. And this is Pagan Poetry from that record. Great use of the harp on this tune. I love Björk's music. She's brilliant. Here we go.
She loves him.
This time
she loves him.
She
I always find it kind of cute that Bjork's backing vocals, despite being very obviously her, always refer to the singer as if there's someone else. So in the end of that song there, she was going, her backing vocals were going, she loves him, she loves him. And they're obviously talking about her. She's talking about herself in the third person, which actually is a sign of madness. Do you know Julius Caesar used to employ someone to remind him not to talk about himself in the third person, among other things? He also, you know, remember Caesar, you are only a man. This is one of the lines from this chap or whatever. Yeah. I heard a story that Craig David soundchecks using his own name. I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently he soundchecks his microphone with Craig David. I don't know if it's true or not. That could have been some exaggeration to do with Bo Selector or something. But I also heard a story that once he was on a breakfast programme, maybe Richard and Judy or something like that, and they asked him where he was from. And he said, Southampton. Ah, love it. Keep it up, Craig, wherever you are. The Dodos have a new single out, About Time, as well. What have you been doing? It's called Sleep, and I think it's great. It's out on the 23rd of May, and it goes a little something like this. It's the Dodo's latest single, and it's called Sleep.
Six. Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keefe.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 63. He's got common sense.
Miley Cyrus's young fans certainly got an eyeful of their idol as she performed in hot pants. One gig goer said, "I put my hand over my daughter's eyes on a few occasions."
If you were anything like a responsible parent, you should have put your hands over her ears.
Number 5011, he's green-fingered.
Joanna Lumley above the face of National Love Your Lawn Week. To commemorate that, I am going to go home to etch Joanna Lumley's face into my back lawn.
Number 612,901, he's ambitious.
Is success going to ruin Six Music? I predict that you're right, that we'll be great for another 3 or 4 years and then we'll get fat and end up wearing jumpsuits.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Six Music. Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
A song for Guy recommendation from Ronan Boyle. Ronan grasps the concept of Song for Guy, which is, I'm trying to broaden our musical horizons and mine at the same time. It's working a treat. I'd say over half of my record collection is stuff that has been recommended to me by you lot, which is in turn feeding the music that I make with my band, and in turn is feeding everyone else's knowledge. So try and come up with something obscure for any reason at all, because it's a little-known artist, because it's a little-known artist in this country, because it's an old record, or perhaps it's something that you just see is missing from my musical tastes. Educate me, educate me, educate me. Ronan grasps the concept, but has completely ignored it. He says, I'm sure you've heard this before, Guy. Mm-hmm. But would love to hear Vessel in Vain by Smog on the radio box. I can listen to this song in any mood, and it never fails to make me feel uplifted. If you do play it, could you dedicate it to my good friend Ryan, who introduced me to the song and lots of other great music besides? All the best, Ronan. Ryan, this is from your mate Ronan. This is Smog, and I do love it already, but I'm going to let it slip through the net this time. This is Vessel in Vain.
Held responsible for the things I say, for I am just a vessel in vain. Can't be held responsible for the things I see, for I am just a vessel in vain. No boat out, not a strain at all to remember those that I left behind. They're all standing right here beside me now. Most of them with a smile. My ideals have got me on the run towards my connection. My ideals have such free rein. For a vessel in vain.
Wonderful, I love it. This song by Beach House was one of the highlights of my last year. I went to see them in Manchester Cathedral. Some of the gigs in and around churches up and down the country of late have been fantastic. I've visited quite a few. I've seen the Walkman in a church, and I've seen plenty of people in this environment. I think it's great. They were, after all, designed for people to get together in. Elbow are going to be playing in St. Paul's Crypt, which is very exciting for the band. We've never done anything quite like that. We played in a historic synagogue in Washington, D.C. once. That was amazing. And odd churches over time. I once saw I Am Clute, who we're going to hear from later on in the show, in St. Anne's Church in Manchester at Christmas time. That was a beautiful gig. I love the fact that more of the small bands are using already sort of purpose-built public buildings to do these shows. It gives an immediate atmosphere. It's a lot different from a modern computer-designed venue or an old basement smelling of 20 years of punk. It's a lovely thing to do. Anyway, I saw Beach House in Manchester Cathedral. This was the highlight of the show. This is the amazing Zebra from the album Team Dream. I want you to listen out for the chord progression on the chorus. Beautiful, cyclical, wonderful. It dives around much like the zebra that she's talking about in the song. You don't know what direction it's going to take next. Beautiful stuff. I'll stop crapping on and let you listen to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Beach House and Zebra. Or Zebra, if you're American. Or Canadian. Thank you.
BBC Radio 6
Music. Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Wasn't it? That was The Secret Sisters and The One I Love Is Gone. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Emma Lane. She says, Guy, I first heard the girls doing this on Jules Holland's Hootenanny and I was sold from the first warble. It's like an American version of The Unthanks, another wonderful band, and it takes me back to having a glass of bubbly in one hand and my best friends in the other. Are your best friends glass of bubbly, or all of your friends in one hand? Are you enormous? Anyway, it split the room in half on whether people liked it or not. The sure sign of a fantastic song. Well, I'm with you, Emma, and I did enjoy it. Thank you very much. Kate Bush has released an album called Director's Cut, which is reworking of some amazing songs. This is a Director's Cut version of This Woman's Work, and you've got to love the Fender Rhodes piano. This sounds so beautiful. Here she is. I've always said the same thing when I think about Kate Bush. Feels like she's my auntie. I think it's because I remember my sisters dressing like her and having similar hair, and that's what I associate with listening to her music when I was young. So here we go. Here's Auntie Kate and This Woman's Work. Thank you. There you go, there's Auntie Kate Bush and This Woman's Work. That's from Director's Cut, which is out now. I remember actually working in a mastering studio with the chap that's done the last few Elbow records, a chap called Tim Young, who's a wonderful man, working in his studio, and where he used to have a model of a sports car in the window, like a die-cast model of a sports car. We went in one time to his room to do some work, and there was a bunch of flowers there. And I said, where's your sports car gone? And he said, we had a lady in the studio working on an album. And I said, what, which lady? He said, I'm not at liberty to say. And I said, Kate Bush is releasing another album. And he laughed his head off. And of course, it was that Kate Bush was releasing records again. I'm a bit of a smarty pants. I'll tell you how much of a smarty pants I am. I heard this next tune by Michael Kiwanuka. It's from the Tell Me A Tale EP, which is coming out, well, I think it's out now, or it's out imminently. I listened to it, and it's been recorded recently, but it has such a convincing retro sound, and it's a fantastic song, by the way, and he's got a great voice. I smelled the Bees, and indeed, Paul Butler from the Bees got involved with this recording. Nobody does authentic like the Bees. They tend to, I think it's because they bring something new to using really authentic methods of production. Anyway, I spotted it a mile away and confirmed it with the Wonder Web. This is Michael Kiwanuka. I love this song. It's called Tell Me A Tale. Great, that's Michael Kiwanuka and Tell Me a Tale. Paul Butler from the Bees got involved with the recording of that song, but a beautiful direct song in its own right, but just great. I love it. Let's explore more of that. It's from the Tell Me a Tale EP, which is available either now or soon. I haven't got the details in front of me. So I'm looking at songs that use the harp this week. We've had a couple so far. I played Sizer Barker in Day by Day at the beginning of the show. And then what did we have? We had, I can't remember off the top of my head. Oh, it was Bjork, wasn't it, of course. Pagan Poetry from Vespertine was the next one we had. Predictably, I'm going to play a song by Joanna Newsom. This is from Have One On Me, which is a challenging album, if I'm completely honest. But this song is 1 minute 49 of heartbreaking, brilliant beauty. It's got to be in my top five songs of all time. Again, the subject matter rings so very, very, very sadly true. I think when she wrote this song, she knew that her relationship was on its way out with whoever she wrote it to. It is so beautiful. Here's Joanna Newsom and On a Good Day.
Hey, 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 the end is near. On a good day, you can see the end from here, but I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for the remainder. I saw life and I called it mine. I saw it drawn so sweet and fine, and I had begun right down to what we name her. Our nature does not change by will. In the winter round the ruined mill, the creek is lying flat and still. It is water, though it's frozen. And miles and through, on a good day you can feel my love for you. Will you leave me be so that we can stay true to the path that you have chosen?
Wow. Dabbing at the corners of my eyes with a hanky there. Very sad, very sweet, very beautiful. And of course with her playing the amazing harp on that tune. That was Joanna Newsom and On a Good Day. I'll tell you what's a good day. It's a good day when your mates who you love have a baby. My mates Natalie and James have had a second baby. She's a little girl. She's called Patty. So her full name will be Patty O'Hara. I mean, imagine the things she's going to do with a name like that. She's going to be incredibly popular. She might be a boxer, she might be a tennis player, she could be the Prime Minister. They're going to be talking about her anyway, aren't they? She's named after Patti Smith. This is the most beautiful song I think Patti Smith ever sang. It's called Wing, and it's for you. Welcome to the world, little one, and lots of love you for.
I was winging in heaven blue, son of the ocean, sort of a Spain, and I was free, needing nobody. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I was a pawn, didn't have a move, didn't have nowhere I could go. But I
Is joined by Patty O'Hara, and that was Patti Smith, her namesake, with Wing.
BBC Six Music. Steve Lamack. Weekday afternoons from 4. More new music.
We can cross to the BBC's Maidenvale studios. Good evening, Crooks.
Hello. We'll drive for 3 days, as long as you give us a hot meal.
We'll play for food.
Definitely.
More new releases.
I love that record as much now as I did the first time I ever heard that. Which would be my room actually while I was eating a takeaway curry.
And more great guests.
We talk to Mike Skinner from the streets.
Steve Lamack. Weekday afternoons from 4.
BBC Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
So I based this programme, among other things, on the harp. I'm also going to be harping on about Genesis in a bit. God, that was terrible. But yeah, I'm also talking about the harp. One of the most amazing things I've ever witnessed, Craig and I, Craig being the keyboardist in Elbow, were recording I Am Clute for the last album they released. This song is so beautiful. Mary Leanhart is the harp player with the Halle Orchestra here in Manchester. We met her when Elbow did a performance, a special 2-day performance with the Halle Orchestra, with reworkings of some of our older material, with a wonderful chap called Joe Dudell. She was the harp player. She was sat right next to me, playing beautifully throughout the whole thing. So when we came to record the I Am Clute record, it was a given that we should get her in and get her to play on a track. The tune's called I Still Do. It's an amazing lyric, of course. John is one of the best songwriters that we've got in this country, and he's become my friend because I love his music so much. So this isn't me just bigging a mate up. This is, I was a fan of his songs before I was his good friend, but I'm happy to say that we've been mates for many years. Anyway, getting round to it. So Mary and John were in the control room. We'd already tracked the song with just John playing it, and then Mary did an overdub with her harp, which is about three times the size of her. And then Craig suggested that we get one take where they play it together and we just record it live. And if you listen to this recording, it's like they're psychically linked. John speeds up and slows down, and Mary goes with him so absolutely perfectly. It's like they're one person playing this song. It's an amazing lyric as well. It's a beautiful song, but it's some of the most stunning musicianship I've ever witnessed. So here's to Mary Leanhart from the Halle Orchestra, and here's to John Bramwell from I Am Clute. This song is from The Sky at Night, and it's called I Still Do.
When I was a child, I looked up at the sky, thought I saw you and I in the clouds passing by. When I was a boy, I looked out at the sea, thought I saw you and me in the waves on the breeze. And I still do, I still do, I still do. When I was a child, I had that look in my eye, had a will to despise, make destruction my life. I still do, I still do, still do. Still do, still do, still do. When I was a boy, I looked out to the sea, thought I saw you and me in the waves on the breeze. I still do, I still do, I still do. I still do, I still do, I still do.
Told you. I Am Clute and I Still Do. If you miss any of the song titles on the programme, pretty much all the records I've ever played are available on my webpage on the BBC. If you click on them as well, most of them have background on the artist if you want to find out more information. It's a very thorough, wonderful thing the BBC does for you. Put a couple of kisses on your licence fee check. The wonderful old BBC. Next tune is by Jessica Lee Mayfield. The album's called With Blasphemy So Heartfelt, and this song is something I played a few months ago. It's called I'm Not Lonely Anymore. It's great.
Okay.
I've got something I
If you want, you can call. I will stay awake for you. If you tell me that you love me and you only want me, only, and you never want another love.
Jessica Lee Mayfield and I'm Not Lonely Anymore. Another piece of heart music for you now. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to let you to listen to it first, and then I'll tell you who it is afterwards. It might not surprise some of you. In fact, it definitely won't surprise some of you, but it was a big shock to me. Have a listen to this beautiful version of Tenderly, and I'll tell you who it is afterwards. Was Tenderly, and it's by, and this might make me look stupid, it's something like really, really obvious perhaps. Mind you, I thought the Shangri-Las were black. Mind you, so did James Brown actually, so I'm not alone there. Mind you, yeah, he wasn't all there, was he, Hard Jimmy? Anyway, that was playing that harp in that last piece of music, Harpo Marx from the Marx Brothers. Did you know he played the harp? I had no idea. I guess that's where he gets his name. But yeah, beautiful. So, there you go. Miranda Lee Richards, we've done that one, have we? No, that's coming up now. Yes, Miranda Lee Richards. This song's called Lifeboat, and it's just really sweet. Very simple, really sweet. I can't get the melody out of my head, and hopefully you won't be able to either. Here we go.
Cotton swaying fields,
Gorgeous. Miranda Lee Richards and Lifeboat. Really, really beautiful melodies. I'm trying to convert non-Genesis fans with a couple of examples of their great work. In the first half of the show, I played Entangled, and now I'm going to play something from Seconds Out. It's from Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, which was when Peter Gabriel was still the singer of the band, but on this live version, Phil Collins takes the lead vocal. I think it knocks the record proper into a cocktail, I must say, and I'm a huge fan of Peter Gabriel, as you all know, but this is really, really something else. I don't know who's playing the drums. I know that sometimes Chester Thompson filled in, and so did Bill Bruford, who was also in Yes. But I'm pretty much certain that Phil Collins wasn't singing and playing this at the same time. It's really beautiful. It's so subtle as well that you forget until the end of the song that this is a live performance. And Elbow subconsciously have definitely borrowed from this song. Somehow, I don't know. There's similarities to be drawn by between a few of our songs and this one. Nothing stolen, though, because that would end in court. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Genesis from the live album Seconds Out. This is The Carpet Crawl.
Gotta get in together.
No, no, please, please, please. No, no more applause, please, please. The applause was, of course, for Genesis, not for me. That was The Carpet Crawl from the live album Seconds Out. That is so interwoven with my DNA as a piece of music that I can't separate it from childhood memories. It's marvellous. Love it. I met a chap called Paul yesterday. We were interviewed for Q Magazine, We Being Elbow, the band. We were interviewed for Q Magazine, and when the interview had finished, we were in a pub. Isn't that strange? Found ourselves in a pub. And in fact, it was a very eventful night last night. I'll tell you all about it. We did this interview and I met a chap called Paul. We were talking about gigs where things have gone wrong, and he told me that he was at a Ryan Adams concert when, during a version of Sylvia Plath, Ryan Adams started saying obscene things about the dead poet Sylvia Plath, and then fell off the stage and really bust himself up. End of the concert, didn't tour for ages after that. So yeah, don't take Sylvia's name in vain, I think is the message here. What then happened has been all over the enemy because of the power of Twitter. Basically, Pete and I had a few shandies and we went to see the Villagers, who have played on the show and who came on the road with Elbow. They were playing their own gig at a venue called Sound Control here in Manchester. So all of Elbow went down to the gig. Very rare that we all go out as a band like that anymore, and it's nice when it happens. Everything turned up as well, and Pete had a few beers, and Jeremy from Everything, their bass player, had a few beers. I mean, going to hug each other when they saw each other, Pete nutted Jeremy in the face and one of Jeremy's teeth came out, albeit a bridge tooth that was actually quite loose. I think it's hilarious, and it made headline news the following day. I also had the enviable job of telling Pete Turner the next day exactly what he'd done, and he had to phone Jeremy all apologetic. Jeremy was, of course, wonderful about it because he's a lovely man. But yes, a very eventful evening. Anyway, back to earlier in the evening and the story I told you about that chap, Paul. This is the tune that did for Ryan Adams when he took her in vain. This is Sylvia Plath. I think it's beautiful.
Telling me it would all be okay. But on the horizon and fading away, and I'd swim to the boat and I'd laugh. Gotta get me a Sylvia Plath. And maybe she'd take me to France, or maybe to Spain. She'd ask me to dance in a mansion on the top of the hill. She'd ash on the carpet and slip me a pill, and she'd get me pretty loaded on gin. And maybe she'd give me a bath. How I wish I had a Sylvia Plath. I wish I had a Sylvia Plath.
Ryan Adams and Sylvia Plath.
Mark Riley, Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
The band are back in the room with me. Hello.
Hello.
David Cronenberg's wife live in session.
Love it.
And his Broken Records live in session with Slow Parade.
All right, fellas, are you going to do one more tune? That was amazing.
Need you wanting more?
I don't know about you lot, but I'm knackered after that. Kenny, what have you been up to of late?
He's recorded about 3 albums.
You've been slipping them out under the radar, haven't you? Which is what you do anyway. I know it's a crass question. Don't worry, I've got plenty of them. It's your first time in the studio, isn't it, Paul? Is that right?
Well, I'll apologise now, then.
Mark Riley.
I mean, the music's great, obviously, but I'm just this bloke who sits in the corner shouting at people.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7
on BBC Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
For another week. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, playing these tunes. Do keep in touch, guy.sixmusic at bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page of the Six Music website. Do keep in touch, let me know what you do when you're listening to the show. Give me a song for Guy recommendations, and any abuse or musings or anything you like. I do appreciate quite how much complimentary stuff is written about the band, and I don't read it out of nothing other than embarrassment, but the emails get printed and I take them to the rehearsal room and the lads read them. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Just because I don't read them out on air doesn't mean I don't find them very touching. We always end with Midnight. It's usually the Ray Charles version. This is a new one that Peter Hardy from our crack production team has dug out for us. This is a version of Midnight by Red Foley. Just for a change, Ray will be back next week. Thank you so much to Peter and Michelle and Boz and Ian and everyone who helps put the show together at BBC Manchester. I'm having a week off next week. I'm going to go and do some writing. So I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Don Letts is up next. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, folks.
Midnight, I've spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty and so lonely, so lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh what a lonely time to weep, I ought to know. Midnight, I should have been fed asleep hours ago, still I'm crying 'cause I'm here.